Amen. Okay, well, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, and obviously we know the context of this chapter. We just read it together. I am going to split this into two sermons, but if for some reason I just get through this first 3 points quickly, then maybe I will move on to the other one, but I'm trying to preach it in two sermons because there's 8 pages. I know how I am. I know how I am with 8 pages, and I want to do this chapter justice. It's really important. So I did preach a sermon about this when I was in Yakima not too long ago, but it was 7 ways to get kicked out of church. The title of the sermon tonight is 8 ways to get kicked out of church. Because there was one that I missed when I was there. Now, just I could preach 3 ways to get kicked out of church, and it would still be right. So there was just one that I left off, and when I get to that one, it'll be the last point. So if I don't preach about it tonight, it'll be in 2 weeks when I come back. So anyway, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1, what the Bible says, it is reported commonly that there is a fornication among you. And such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles that one should have his father's wife. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, so much for the scriptures. I pray that you'd help me as I preach this sermon. And Lord, to just rightly divide your word. And Lord, that I would do it justice. I pray you'd just fill me with your spirit now as I begin to preach. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So last sermon I kind of preached about just kind of what's expected of leaders and stewardship and things like that. And so now Paul's switching gears back again to the problems. So what's the main theme of 1 Corinthians? It's that this church has some problems. And so Paul's trying to help them with the problems that they have going on in this church. And obviously, this is a mainly Gentile church, you know, and Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles. So, you know, they're not used to the way the things were done with the Jews. You know, the Jews weren't sinners of the Gentiles or whatever. So they didn't have, like, the law of God. They didn't grow up with it. It's kind of like being, you know, one of us that just gets saved at, like, a later age or something, and they kind of just don't really, they didn't go to church. You know, Jews grew up learning the Bible, but Gentiles don't. And nowadays, they might grow up learning the Bible, but back then, not so much. So, and that's not an excuse, obviously, but they were used to living a different way than the Jews were living. So, it says here that it's reported commonly. And so, what does that mean? It means frequently that they're. Is fornication among you. So Paul is hearing all these reports about fornication going on in this church, and such fornication as is not so much named among the Gentiles. So even the Gentiles were not named to do this type of fornication. And what is it? What makes it worse? Well, that one should have his father's wife. That's disgusting, and it's not right. And so even the Gentiles, he's saying, that aren't saved know better than to do that. So, and this is happening at a church. So, now, there's a difference between fornication and adultery. So, fornication is when you're sleeping around with someone that you're not married to, or multiple people, or whatever. Adultery is when you're sleeping around with someone and you are married, or that person is married. So, this person, you know, obviously, what a lot of people think, And I personally believe this too, is that the father's probably dead at this point. Otherwise, I would say this is an adultery that's taking place in the church. So I personally think that the father's not alive anymore, or maybe divorced or something like that. But still, it's still not right. So even in the book of Genesis, it kind of lays this out. It's not right. In Leviticus, it lays it out. But fornication is a wicked sin that should not be named even in the church, period, let alone this kind of fornication is talking about. But all fornication is wicked. So fornication is not something that should be named at this church. You know, we should avoid fornication. Our young people need to grow up and understand that you're supposed to, you know, keep yourself pure, keep yourself a virgin until you go to the marriage altar. That's when you should have your first kiss. That's the first time you should hold hands. That's the first time you should hug, is when you're already married. And so God, you know, people don't think that this is a big deal, but it is a big deal. God killed 22,000 people on one day because of fornication. And so it is a big deal to him. And fornication is a sin that can harm your own body. And so it's not something to play around with. You can, You can make this mistake and then carry some kind of disease for the rest of your life. And do you want to be that person that's explaining to your future spouse how that you have some disease that you can't get rid of? Do you still want to marry me? You know, it's tough. And look, people make mistakes. I understand not everybody comes from various backgrounds. And I'm not trying to beat anybody down tonight or anything like that. But if you know the truth, then keep it. And do what's right. And children, don't ever grow up and go off into fornication. You need to get married to somebody and stay with them for the rest of your life. That's what the Bible teaches. If you want to be married, if you want to do this act, then you need to be married when you're doing it. And then it's not just something that's not a big deal. It's a big deal to God. And so it's a thing that will get you kicked out of church. So he brings up this example of fornication, and it is a wicked sin. And especially this situation that Paul's talking about, he's saying it's commonly reported that there's fornication among you. I don't think he's just talking about this one instance. He's talking about it's probably multiple people. And so this is the problem when you just let sin into church and it's just not a big deal. There's lots of churches today that just allow this to take place, and the pastor will never say anything to anybody because you know what? All they care about is putting butts in seats and putting money in tithing plates. That's all they care about. They would not confront a couple and say, hey, you need to get married or you need to get out. Because that's the policy of this church. If I find out that someone's in fornication, then they're going to get a week to decide what they want to do. And if they don't get that done, then they're going to be gone. So, and look, I don't want to kick people out of here, but this sermon is 8 ways to get kicked out of church. So, you know, one of the ways is fornication. That'll get you kicked out of church. But I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. I want to get over to Genesis chapter 35, and there's a story in the Bible where, and obviously I think that this is adultery, but it's still the same principle where you're not supposed to, you know, mess around with your father's wife or your, you know, whatever. That's just weird, right? So and you're like, well, that person might not be directly related to you, but they are, because when you get married, you become one flesh. And so that's what makes it weird, okay? And so Genesis chapter 35, verse 22, is talking about Reuben and Bilhah. Look at what it says in verse 22. It says, and it came to pass when Israel dwelt in that land that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine, and Israel heard it. Now the sons of Jacob were 12. So Reuben was one of Jacob's sons, and he went into Bilhah, which means that he carnally lay with her. He, you know, slept with her, which was his father's concubine. Now, I preached a sermon not too long ago about how I personally believe, and I think the Bible teaches this, that concubines are they're wives, but they're just not on the level of like